The Agriculture Department is making it easier for 100,000 schools in 20,000 school districts to certify students to receive free or reduced meal benefits. That's after USDA's Food and Nutrition Service reimagined and standardized its prototype application process. Ed Harper is Director of Program Integrity for Child Nutrition Programs. He tells Executive Editor Jason Miller how Food and Nutrition used a competition to build that award-winning application.
Traditionally, applications have been paper-based. A number of districts do use online applications. And USDA's role in the application process, beside, enforcing minimum requirements that are statutory requirements about what needs to be included in an application, is that we offer a prototype, a model paper application for districts to use at their option. And I'd say maybe not most, but many, many districts have built paper applications that look a fair bit like the USDA model application. USDA has never had a model web-based application, and mostly for that reason, most districts instruct their contractors. They usually purchase online products from private companies. The private companies build online applications that unfortunately look a fair amount like our paper prototype. So they don't take advantage of the features that an online application can offer in terms of error reduction, guiding households through the application process with, interactive help features and things like that. USDA is also, like other federal agencies, required to measure and report improper federal government program payments. So improper payments in the school meal programs are pretty big, in part because the program is so huge. A big component of improper payments in the school meal programs is due to household mistakes on their applications. So combining those two things, currently USDA's a lack of a web-based model application, and what our research tells us is partly to blame for household mistakes in applications that lead to improper payments, we decided it was appropriate for us to build a model application that targets those specific household errors.
Okay, so how'd you guys go about doing this? And talk a little bit about where you went from this paper application and how you likely, I'm guessing here, re-engineered your business processes to make a better online application. Because as you said, many of the school districts lifted and shifted, and that's not always the best thing.
Rather than contract with one of the main companies that already provide online applications to school districts, and in that way, unofficially endorse one of those companies as a USDA preferred supplier, instead of doing that, we decided to reach outside the contracting world. And we started with an open competition, federal prize competition under the America Competes Act. And what we tasked the public essentially to do was to build us an application, an online application, with essentially just the required components required by law and by regulation, but then to use their imagination and their tech experience and their design expertise to come up with something really innovative and not unlike current applications for its own sake, but unlike current online applications in the sense that it would, again, target what we know to be deficient about current online applications in terms of reducing household error. So from that competition, we had some great entries, and that was essentially phase one of the project. We then worked with a small team of tech industry experts from the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program to take the best ideas from our contest and wrap those into USDA's prototype that we released on the FNS website last November.
How many entries did you get, and then what did the winning application or winning entry look like, or did you pick two or three different ones and you worked with the Presidential Innovation Fellows to kind of combine them?
We did the latter. Essentially, the burden, the threshold of entry in the contest was pretty high. Contestants had 90 days, essentially, to create working school meal applications from scratch. So we had about 400 individuals registered for the contest. About 100 of those, either working independently or in teams, submitted entries, and we had a little over 40 completed applications submitted. We had prizes in a couple of different categories. There's a list of prize-winning submissions on challenge.gov site, but we then did, as you suggested, work with the Innovation Fellows to take the best ideas from a number of those applications, and then also our own ideas.
What does today's application look like? When we talk about innovation, how much different is the application today, the web-based one, than the paper one, or maybe even, as you said, some other districts that had put their applications online?
The paper application that USDA has created as a prototype, one of its goals is to fit on a two sides of a single sheet of paper. So it's pretty brief, and that's by intent. And most schools have really brief paper applications as well. So by necessity, there are boxes for individual names and for income types that are, or actually for names, there's enough rows for each person. But for income types, there are three boxes that applicants would use to report all of their income types, any of their income types. And that's fine. On a paper application, that's a good balance of length and efficiency. But the paper application requires that applicants then consult the instructions. One of the things we've found from focus groups is that applicants tend not to read the instructions. So our web-based application prototype doesn't just take the paper model and put it on a screen. Instead, it guides applicants through a series of questions, in interview style, I guess you could say, interview format, that probes for income for each of the types of income that should be included and for all household members who should be included, and provides edit checks, prompts, and there's pop-up help, and there's other more comprehensive help always at the applicant's fingertips.
Does it also pull data right now? So, for instance, if I fill it out in 2017 and I need to fill it out again in 2018, will it remember me? Will it ask me to check my name, my address, my social security number, or whatever other data that is kind of that standard set of data?
Well, remember what I said earlier, that program is decentralized. The local school districts are responsible for the application process. So when USDA creates a prototype, a web-based prototype, we don't have access to any of the student records or district-level records for any household. So we can't do that is the thing. The application is a model. It's a working model, but what it doesn't have on the front end is any connection to student databases. Similarly, on the back end, it can't write to student database. We simply don't have access to those. So the model application, though, is more than just a template. It really is a working application. There's code behind it, and the code is actually offered for free along with a open source model that we've used. So all of the code can be downloaded from the USDA website. School district or a corporation, if they wanted to, could take that code, just tie it into the front end and the back end that speaks to the local systems, and they would have a complete online application.
Very nice. You said this was released in November of 2016. So here we are, 2017. How many people have used it? What kind of progress are you seeing or uptake are you seeing?
That's something that we're monitoring pretty closely. Obviously, you can imagine school districts can't just instantly change their, their current systems. It'll take a little bit of time. But some states have put out RFPs with looking for contractors to build applications for them that are based on our model. Some states are further along than that than others. And we're also putting some, we're trying to persuade some of the major companies to make changes to their products as well, just to adopt that some of the integrity features from our model into their base products so that when they're reaching out to new customers or offering upgrades to existing customers, the kinds of features in our model will be rolled out in that way.
You hopefully relooked at the business processes as you worked with the Presidential Innovation Fellows. Did you get a sense that this application is heads and tails different than the previous ones?
There are a number of features. I talked about the guided interview. That's unlike any application that we've seen offered by any of the major companies. But that's just one feature. I'd say that's the most important feature from an integrity point of view, and also to take some of the guesswork out for applicants, for parents who are struggling with any application that's foreign to them that they have to deal with once per year. We all struggle with that. So that's one feature, though. But there are other features in the application, too, that I haven't mentioned that make USDA stand apart from the typical product, online product. And one is the always accessible help features is pop-up help on uncommon terms, or even common terms. Presidential Innovation Fellows put us in touch with U.S. Digital Service, whose web design standards are designed to be easy for individuals who are accessing a web page to sort of comprehend. It uses fonts and spacing and buttons that are just sort of intuitive and easy to process. We're not trying to make the application flashy for its own sake. We're trying to make it easily accessible and something that speaks to people. We've also made it mobile friendly. I know the major vendors are moving in that direction as well, but we're at least keeping up with that. We know a lot of low-income households who are eligible for free or reduced price school meals may not have access to desktop or laptop computers, but they often have smartphones. So this application will reformat for a smartphone. Presidential Innovation Fellows and one of our other contacts in this project were the Social and Behavioral Sciences team. They're currently working in GSA. Previously, they had been part of Office of Science and Technology Policy. Those folks, behavioral economists, gave us some tips on how to word questions, and they offered one suggestion that we ask applicants to sign the application at the outset, at the beginning of the application, rather than at the end. Their research shows that having people in different contexts, not in the school meals context, but having people attest up front to what they're going to write is more effective at getting, you know, careful responses than having them sign at the end that what they have already printed is correct. So little features like that spread throughout the application.
You talked about future, you know, continuing to improve upon this. You mentioned working with the Census Bureau with the cognitive testing expertise. What else is going to come up for the future capabilities, future advancements for the web-based prototype application for school meals?
Right now, a demo of the application is on the USDA's website, as well as the computer code behind it. But right now, the computer code is just in a zip file. That's not the best way to speak to developers today. So we're going to move that to USDA's GitHub site to have the private companies take that and make our application obsolete by improving on it.